Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment in Caring for the Ill. Once we're gotten onto the topic of visiting people in the hospital, I just want to briefly discuss the issue of a Kohen visiting in the hospital. Of course, the question is, we know that a Kohen is prohibited from being under the same ohel, under the same cover as a mace, as someone who is no longer living. And presumably that means being in the same building as a mace. Unfortunately, as we know, there are many, many times in a given day in a hospital that there's a mace in the hospital. So what is the halachic status of a Kohen visiting others in the hospital? As an aside, also many, many listeners I'm sure are aware, but just to be clear, a Kohen is not prohibited from being in the presence of a mace if it's an immediate relative, such as a spouse, a parent, a child, certain types of siblings. So we're not talking about, if heaven forbid, there's a death in the family and a Kohen is one of these blood relatives we just mentioned being in the hospital at that moment. We're not discussing that. But we're discussing just visiting a person who's alive and well, but unfortunately there are probably other dead people in the hospital at the time. What's the halachic status? So Ramosha Feinstein has a very famous tshuva in which he explains that, first of all, there's a very significant distinction between the mace being a Jew and the mace being a non-Jew. For clarification, normally a Kohen does not come in contact with a non-Jewish deceased body either. But in terms of this specific issue, Rav Moshe finds it is lenient if the mace in the hospital would be non-Jewish. That's one issue. The second issue has to do with Rove, the issue of majority. Unfortunately, if a person were to walk into a hospital in Israel, in any given hospital, presumably the odds are that whoever is dead at the moment in the hospital is Jewish. If a person walks into your average hospital in America, the odds are that whoever is dead at the moment is non-Jewish. So because of the fact that the odds are that the mace we're dealing with right now is not Jewish, Rav Feinstein is lenient. Rav Feinstein holds that a Kohen may visit a hospital. He tempers the leniency somewhat by explaining that a Kohen should only visit the hospital in a situation of great need. Obviously, you know, if a Kohen's wife is going into labor, that would be a reason for leniency. If there's a person who it would mean a lot to the individual if this Kohen would come to visit, there'd be room for leniency. So the practical answer is something in between it being perfectly fine and it being something that Kohanim don't do. And in situations of need, they're allowed to do it. This would be a different story, let's say in Israel, where the odds are that whatever mace is currently in the hospital is Jewish. Now, if a Kohen becomes aware that there's a Jewish mace presently in the hospital, the correct halachic thing to do would be to leave immediately. There's a very different discussion, which we don't have the time to get into here, which has to do with the hospital morgue. It could very well be, and it would seem to be, that because doors in the hospital, doors between floors, are kept shut the vast, vast majority of the time, it could very well be that if there's a mace, if there's a Jewish mace in the morgue, that's not the problem of a Kohen. So we're really talking more about deaths on the regular hospital floors. Okay, so that's the issue in terms of a Kohen. What I'd like to begin to discuss are issues involving being in the hospital on Shabbos. And as an introduction in these last few moments for today, I just want to explain, when a person has a status as a chola in halacha, what I mean by chola is a general ill person, not a chola who's under sakana, who's under life and death danger, just a general chola. The vast majority of people who are patients in the hospital are going to be classified as cholim. They're recovering from a surgery. They're ill significantly in some way, that they're bedridden, something like that. If a person is a chola, it is acceptable to have non-Jews do malacha, do prohibited tasks for them on Shabbos. So that covers many, many categories. Any situation for the comfort of the chola, for the care of the chola, it's okay to explicitly ask a non-Jew to do it. So very, very frequently in the hospital, a person has a situation where they want their electric bed adjusted, or they want the lights on, or they want the lights off. If it's the chole who needs this thing, it will be perfectly fine to explicitly ask a non-Jewish doctor or nurse to do it on their behalf. If the nurse introduces herself as Sarah Schwartz, we have a whole other set of questions. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.